All right, we're back in open session. Our three names of Jenny Anderson, Cindy Anderson, and Christy Jensen have been approved by the Library Board as our future Library Board members.
And they've accepted, I mean...
Yes, yes, I talked to all of them. I didn't want to just roll them into it. Mike Warner will be the city council person over the library. He was going to try to make it here tonight. Looks like he hasn't made it. So it's like wham bang, we've got a whole new everything. We'll plan on a Library Board meeting in June to elect a chair and a secretary. And
June or August? Oh,
June. New one to, we're just throwing it in because we need to get this Library Board going. I will contact Anita, and I will contact Marcia and see how she's doing. And when we come in June, we'll also talk about the book sale for the 4th of July. We usually, everybody takes a half hour to an hour and volunteers to just help sell books. I don't know if we'll be doing it again this year or not. We'll just have to play it by ear. So we'll talk about that.
So the June meeting will be on the 8th?
Is that the first Tuesday in...
The first Tuesday is the first. But it's after the first Monday, right?
Right, so it will be June 8th.
It was like an election more than a court meeting. First Tuesday.
First Tuesday after the first Monday and the first, yes. Does anybody have anything they feel a need to talk about tonight?
How have the tablets and the hotspots been working out?
The hotspots have been going out amazing. And they have really, we only had one person that I had to contact because they had not returned it. And, you know, I just, after 20 years in the police department, all I said was, because of course I'm just talking to a recording, if it isn't returned in the next 2 days, it will be turned over to the police as a theft. Came the next day, surprise, surprise. Anyway, so that's the only issue we've had. The iPads have not been going out so much, but one went out, and then I got an email today stating that the iPad location, you know, find my iPad, had been turned off, and it's like, okay, I'll be calling her tomorrow and telling her to turn it back on or bring it back to the library.
So does it look like something that we're going to continue doing when it becomes our fiscal responsibility?
Very possibly, maybe not with five, because financially, I don't think our library could carry it. But let's say with three, we might be able to. People have really liked it. They have really enjoyed it. So it has been a great thing. So it would be good to continue it, in my opinion.
Changing gears. How have the numbers been of patrons coming in?
It's gone down.
Since COVID, yes.
Yes.
Understandable. But in the interim, since things have loosened back up.
I think it will take, story time. We're up to 25 to 30 kids. So that has really grown. The parents are excited, and we allow the parents after story time. Even though the library is not open, we allow the parents and the kids to come up into the library and check out books.
Excellent.
And so that has worked out really well, too. As far as just the regular attendance, and I'm afraid that's something that may take a year or more to get people back into the... And a lot of people are using Libby now.
Libby.
Downloadable audiobooks that you can check out.
From the state library?
It's,
from Salt Lake City, actually?
Well, they're their own separate company that the state library contracts with. And then we we pay about $400 or $500 a month to be a part of that, which is fantastic in my book. So library patrons, whether they're from Gunnison, Centerfield, Baxdale, whatever, your patron account is only set for 1 year. And it's wonderful because in a year, then I get a call from people. I can't get into Libby. Yes, I know. Because you, and so we have to up them. And so it helps. It's like a, okay, so we've got patrons really using Libby. They're using it. They're excited about it. Mm-hmm. And they the state somehow, and I, you know, don't know exactly how they track it, but they, at the when we do our annual report, it shows me how many books have been checked out in Libby from our library.
And these are strictly audiobooks.
These, they're audio or ebooks.
Or ebooks, I see.
They can be either. Mostly audio. But they do show the numbers, and those numbers are growing. People are really.
And you said that was $400 or $500 a month.
No, a year.
Okay.
Oh, I did kill us if it was a year.
That's why I was like, wow.
A year. Sorry, a year.
What's the difference between Libby and OverDrive?
That is what OverDrive is now.
Because I go into OverDrive, and it's totally different than Libby.
Really? Okay. See, I haven't done it, so it's. I guess. I didn't know. I thought Libby was what OverDrive had become. So I'm going to have to go in. So we'll just say it's two different companies.
Yeah,
and the state provides our access for both of them at a very minimal cost. So. And.
Is that everything? Anybody else have anything for general discussion? If not, moving to adjourn.
Okay. Will anybody motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're adjourned.